This is Greg.
This is Jim.
Hey, you.
Well, we're in the city of Vic, and we are staying here with a family from Brazil, and we're all able to stay in the same place, which is unique for all of us, to be able to be together with this many of us. And when we were picked up at the airport, we traveled for about an hour, stopped in a restaurant, and we had some dinner. And when we got to the dessert, all of us had ice cream except Pedro. He had an apple. And that doesn't seem like much, but I had had a vision Friday with our Friday group, and I had seen a vision of an apple being peeled. It didn't seem to make sense until Pedro picked up an apple while we were eating ice cream and began to peel the apple in front of us. And just something like that is just kind of one of those confirmations that help us to see we're with the right person and that we're, you know, in the right place. And so it's a big thing now that we're connected with this man, and I'll let Greg take over from here.
Another confirmation that we got that was we were with the right guy is one of you, you know who you were, gave us a little thing that you heard from the Lord a few days ago in the middle of the night. He woke you up and said the words, the Feast of Fatima or the Lady of Fatima. I don't have it written down here, so I can't remember exactly what it was. But I asked him if he knew anything to do with, this is Pedro, our main host, the apostle here, who started many churches. I asked him if he knew what was what this could be all about. And he said that he worked with the Muslim people, that they he's ministering to them in the southern part of Spain right now. Even though he started many churches, God has totally directed him to evangelize the Muslims. And he said that the spirit of Fatima is the biggest spirit that he's fighting, that the Muslim people actually wear amulets that as the amulet of Fatima, who was the daughter of Muhammad, the prophet. And then about 100 years ago or so, this Lady of Fatima supposedly appeared to people in Portugal. And at that time, the Catholic Church adopted her as a saint. And in the big 600-year-old Catholic church building that is in this town of Vic, there's a statue of her there that the Catholic people come in and pay homage to. So it's a very strong principality here, and it's just another confirmation that we're with the right guy.
We're staying at a city north of Barcelona that is about 50,000, and the weather is actually pretty decent. It's a lot like Southern California. It's dry, and during the day it's in the upper 60s maybe, or in the mid-60s, and it gets down to the high 40s probably during the day. Very clean town, nice. The town of Vic is also experiencing a drought. And it's at for 4 years it's been. It's at the base of the Pyrenees Mountains is where Vic is located.
I remember a time in 1983 when I first arrived to northern Spain with the Finnish team to evangelize there. And Pedro at the time had started already his second church in Ripoll, and we arrived to a town called Olot. And he has been working here, ministering here in Spain about 30 years now, very close. I remember he was a very busy man, going with the gospel from door to door, distributing tracts, gospel tracts, yeah.
Well, this Friday we're going to be speaking, Saturday we're going to be speaking, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and covering some territory. We really could use your prayers. It's going to drop into a heavy schedule, and a lot is going to be required of us, so please pray.
Everything's been great so far. We're still kind of burnt out from our jet lag, but this trip's really set up great for us to be able to set the groundwork, break ground, which is a vision God showed me on the way here. We're going to be breaking ground, and I see this as we're going to have a lot more to come in this area as long as God moves and gives us great favor, which I believe He's going to do as long as we got the whole team praying behind us. So thank you for the praying you've done. Everything's looking great. We are going to be bouncing back all over different parts of Barcelona, which is the fastest growing city, I think, in all of Europe right now. A million Romanians just here working right now. So lots of immigrants from all over. It's definitely a key ground. Thank you. We'll probably get back to you about Monday or Tuesday.
We'll see you later.
Goodbye from Spain.